Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Nun Zayin, and we're continuing with the horrific stories of Yom Kippur. And yesterday we spoke about what happened with Titus. But Titus had a nephew, and today we're rolling on Nun Vav Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. And the name of his nephew is somebody that you may know, a fellow by the name of Onkelos, and who ended up being quite a famous author. So Onkelos Bar Kalunikus was a nephew, Bar Achte de Titus Avi, and he wanted to be Midgayer. He was asking the Titus Benegida, so he gets this medium to bring up Titus from the dead to discuss the issue with him. So who is looked up to in the future world? Amarli Yisroel. Maoli debukebu, you think it's a good idea to become a ger? I'm like, no, boy. You lie on the fish and low mitzvah like you mean it. They got so many mitzvahs and details, there's no way for any human being can be one of them.
Who was he asking?
Titus.
He was asking to Titus.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got a better idea for you. If you want to be great in this world, your world, you know, start up with the Jews. Zil igri bubahu alma, and that way you'll become a great man. Because it says in the Pesuk, Yutzo reha l'rosh, which means call me tzar l'Yisrael naserosh. You could be a fool in a beer hall, but if you start up with the Jews, you'll become a great man and famous. So that's the way to success. Amar le'dine de'ahuka from the mai. You know, when what's it like in hell? Amar le'dine. So, well, you know, basically, they decided to treat me the way I said to treat myself. You know, before he died, remember yesterday, he said, make sure you burn my body, scatter my ashes to the seven seas, because we don't want the Jewish God to put me back together again and drag me to hell. Well, they managed. So they decided, that's a very good idea, actually. So every day, they gather all of the ashes from the seven seas, beat me up the whole day, Vidainale, and then they burn me up again, and they scatter me to the seven seas. Groundhog Day again, I can't believe it. Ozal aske levilam benegidas, and Onkelos decided to ask Bilam, you know, what's a good idea. So he gets this medium to call up Bilam. I'm like, man choshi vehu alma. So who's great in your world over there? I'm like, only the Jews. You think it's a good idea? Are you kidding? Have nothing to do with them. What do they treat you with? They boil me up every day in semen. Which was Mita Keneged Mita, but Pash was Mita Keneged Mita Keneged Benot Moab, which was his idea. So it says that they went out to be Korei, everybody ejaculated the moment they saw these girls, you know. But the deeper meaning is that the underlying position of Bilam is Mimana Faryakov Mispar Rova Yisrael. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting around waiting for sperm cells? If he's interested in making a world work, you know, it's ridiculous to go wasting hundreds of millions of potential possibilities just to get one. You know, can he make things happen exactly what he wants? Has to sit around waiting for the tzaddik to come out. So that idea of the randomness of reproduction, which is the biggest expression of the randomness of evolution as a whole, he used as a way to be kefir b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this was his mida k'neged mida. Also, ask him in a gira the poshea Yisrael, so the gira said. So then he called up some, reform rabbis. Amalei man chashi ba'u alma. Amalei Yisroel. Amalei tbukibu. Amalei tovatam drosh. Ratam lot drosh. Only search for the good of Klal Yisroel. Anybody who hurts any one of them, it's like sticking your finger in the apple of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye. Amalei dina de'ahu gavra b'mai. And how do they treat you in hell? It's hot shit, let me tell you, man. It's bad. That's exactly what they do to people who laugh at the words of the Chachamim. It's lahag harbe, the Gemara Darsh. It's lahag harbe yigiat basar. Somebody who's too intelligent to put out too many apikurs in the book, he ends up in Yigiat Basar. Yigiat Basar is what you defecate. So it's good. Tzoharot Tachat. Anyway, look at the difference. Tachazi, ma ben kosher Yisrael, the Nidiye Umot Olam. The Umot Yisrael, Umot Yavad Azara. They could be Nevi'im, like Bilam. They're telling you, Tovatam, don't be Dorish. And that Poshea Yisrael might have been a kai for his whole life. But when it comes down to the Eilam HaEmes, he tells it's Bas Einai Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe Lazar. Go back to the beginning of Sugya. You see, Kama Gedela Kocha Shal Busha. Why was it that Bar Kamtza actually was successful? Mela, I understand this is how the Maisa happened. But that his plans of speaking Lashon Hara and getting Kesar to believe and so on, that should work. Isn't that another? Why was he the one that was able to do that? Because of his busha. So that was the first example of Ashrei Adam Mefakhed Tamid. The second example of Ashrei Adam Mefakhed Tamid that Rabbi Yochanan brought was Atarnagul Tachorif Turmalka. So we said that Turmalka was destroyed because of a hen and a rooster. When they would have a wedding procession, the chassan and kala would go out. They had this curious minhag that they would chase some chickens and hens in front of the, you know, as a siman to say pruvu ketarnagolim. It says you should be very productive and have a lot of good eggs. So yumachad avikachol of gunted romoy, and one day a wedding procession is going down, and there is this troop of Romans that are coming down the street, and they see a good chance for a nice chicken meal, you know. So obviously, they grab them to put them in the pot. Shaklinu minayu. The people are outraged. They go and they attack these Romans, beat them up. So Otto Amrali the Kesar Mordechai Yudai. They send a report that the Jews are in a state of rebellion. Otto Alayu, and so he sends out the army. So they had this one guy that comes from the Dorim. So this is many connecting with Bar Kokhba. And he, a single guy, he was really like Paul Bunyan, you know. He used to be able to jump for a kilometer. And he was murdering these. It was a one-man killing machine. So they could send the whole army, you know. And he was just mowing him down. Shaka, this is an awful embarrassment. So Shakwe, the Kesar, took off his crown, Shakma Kesel Atake, and puts it on the ground. And he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Ribayne di Alma Kula, Inecha Lacha, if it's your Rotzayim, Lo Timsre Lahu Gavra, Lo Didei Al Malchute, Beyodah Lachad Gavra, don't give over Caesar, the entire Roman Empire, in the hands of this one Meshuggah Jew. This is like Glorious Bastards, you know. They set up the Nazis. This one little Jew comes out of the cave. So actually, Pume Labar the Roman, in the end, he was Nichshal with his own Gaiva. He said, Halo Atar Elohim Zanachtanu, V'lo Tetze Elohim B'tzivotenu. This is basically, you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, you leave us alone. You don't have to come out in our arms, in our armed forces. We can handle the problem ourselves. And but just don't, you know, don't be against us. Says the Gemara stand. But that was a pasuk in Tehillim. I mean, if that's a pasuk in Tehillim, so then David said that pasuk. What do you mean? So actually, Pume, David Nami Amar Hachi. That was David's words. No, David at Muyik Ametamea. David was saying, look, as a Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you no longer come out in the army to help Klal Yisrael. He was saying, yeah, it's okay like that.
So he's saying it's Zanachtanu, leave us alone.
Yeah, Zanachtanu. So all the Beit HaKisei, it's because of this, the guy goes into the bathroom, Atar Drakona Shamtu V'Kakashi V'Nach Mavshet. All kinds of horrible things came out of that Beit HaKisei hole in those days. So Drakon came out and bit him right in the rear, destroyed his rectum, and he died. Omar. So Caesar said, boy, that's a miracle. Look, I mean, a miracle happened. You know, I'm going to go kill the Jews after I had this miracle. I'll leave them this time. Shavkino. So he leaves them, Velzor goes back. These Jews, idiots, they go ahead and they decide they are going to make a party. They have won, you know. So they're sitting there all night long, eating and drinking and candles and fireworks. Until you could see all those balloons that they were letting loose. Berichu Gmila actually doesn't mean that. Yunet de Gushpanka means you could see the image on the... It's nice, don't it? You could see the image that was on the ceiling rings from a kilometer away. It was so bright. So Caesar says, enough is enough. Micha kachod b'yudam. And then so now they're laughing at me. Hodar Atayla comes back to attack them. Bomer Abasi, you got to understand, this was no small. I mean, they really put in some serious resources into this. There were 300,000 Shlifei Saifa. You had these 300,000 foot soldiers with bayonets. Ayla the Turmalka. And for 3 days and three nights, massacred everything that they found. And meanwhile, this carnage is going on one side of Turmalka, and on the other side, they're still celebrating. You know, the Titanic's going down, and meanwhile, on the other side of the deck, they're still playing music. Et kol naot Yaakov. So this is also some ridiculous story. I mean, but at every stage, it could have been stopped, right? I mean, they had to go beat up the Romans because they took a chicken meal, you know. And then they had to go and they had to start up with them by making a big fuss of it and so on. It was like the Second World War. You know? Mm-hmm. Could have been stopped at any moment, you know, by anything. No, nobody does anything. Yeah, we're still celebrating while the end is there. What does that refer to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu swallowed all of the homes of Yaakov. Ki osa rov in omer of Yochanan. This is a reference to the Shishim Ribu Ayarot. Here we had 600,000 cities that Yanai HaMelech had in this little place of Har HaMelech. And because Rav Yudah Maravatsi, Shishim Ribu Ayarot, Hayilu Liyanai Melech Bar HaMelech. And each one of these cities had a population, Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, except for three of them, which were larger. Those were the town centers. There were Kiflayim, Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. And those are three towns. One of them was Kfar Bish, one of them was Kfar Shachlayim, and one of them was Kfar Dachraya. My funny names. So Kfar Bish, bad town. That's the Loyave Bitalush piece. They couldn't get a room to stay overnight in that town. Very, very selfish people. Kfar Shachlayim, the entire town, made money off of Shachlayim, those little seeds. It's a crocus, I think, garden crocus. Kfar Dichraya, what is called Boytown. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shayin Shotem Yodot Zecharim Techila. First they had always males. And then the last child was a Nekeva. Violetet Violdot Nekeva Bachronan. That was it, Poskot. Omar Ula. This is ridiculous. I went to Turmalk, and I can tell you one thing. 60,000 cities? You'd be lucky if you could fit in 60,000 bamboo sticks in that place. There ain't no place there for no single city. So I feel a sheet in Rebusa the Kani Lomarsik. See, it's all ridiculous lies, all the stories. I got it. This is nonsense. Shakuri Mashakritu. Omarle, you don't understand how Eretz Yisrael works. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi. It's Nachalas Tzvi. Tzivot Goyim. It's an Eretz Tzvi Ktiva. Why is it called Tzvi? I mean, obviously, Tzvi is Loshen of Tzovi, desire, and so, but it's a reference to the animal as well. So, what is a deer's relationship to the Eretz Yisrael? Because just like Tzvi Ze'in Oro Machazik Bisaro, if you take, you do a skinning job on a deer, it seems to be tiny. The skin comes out much smaller than it was when it was on the body because it's very elastic and it was stretched. Half Eretz Yisrael. You have population in Eretz Yisrael, the more Jews, the more room. Ravchat starts to spread. And nobody's there, it shrinks. It looks like there's no room for him, anybody.
Do we know where Har HaMelech is?
You have to ask Rabbi Barnea. I'm sure it's in his neighborhood.
It seemed to be the Shomron.
Really?
It seemed to be Binyamin the Shomron. It's a discussion I'm having.
Rabbi Yumi Bar Chilkiyah, Rav Chilkiyah Bar Tuvia, Rav Una Bar Chia, They're all sitting by each other listening to the news, and there was this disaster that there was Kfar Sechania in Mitzrayim was destroyed. And so they said, does anybody know anything about this place? Like, what kind of people live there? You should say, one of them says, I can tell you there was a Maisa with an Arus and Arusato from that city. And they were captured by Goyim, and they were anyway engaged to be married, you know? So these Goyim basically wanted them to have children to keep his avodim, so they married them to each other. But they had never gone to the chuppah. So she says to him, his fiancé says to him, do me a favor, don't touch me, because we don't have a ksuva. And somebody sleeps with a person without a ksuva, it's like, bilato bilat znus, even though we're engaged to be married, but I don't want you to touch me. So v'akasha mimcha al tigabi, ein li ktuva mimcha. Lo nagaba ad yom moto. Till the day he died, he never touched that girl. U'kishemet, when he died, she said to the people around, make a good aspect for this guy who was a bigger tzaddik than Yosef. Yosef had he had his one big nisayan for 1 minute. It's a big deal. This guy lived an entire life like this. I call Yuma v'Yuma. Yosef was not living with her in one bed for his whole life, you know? And this guy was sleeping with me in one bed. Yosef, this is somebody else's wife. It's not his wife. And I was his wife. Another one said, I know Maisev. This was a town where they were so sensitive to their Maisim, to be metakein their Maisim. And they used to be able to buy arbaim modiot bedina. They had 40 bushels of grain for a dollar. And one day, there was a horrible inflation, and you could only buy 39 bushels of grain for a dollar, which is a ridiculous cheap price. So they said, what in the world is going on that such a horrible thing should happen to us, that the price should go up so drastically? Now it's only 39 per dollar. So they made a meeting, and they were biting and the tinyus, and they found that indeed there was a father and son, Shabo al Nara Murasabi Yom HaKippurim, and they brought them to Bezdin, and they got rid of him, the Siklum. And then the price is stabilized again, because our Charlem Komos, and they fixed things up. So they were mefashfesh b'maaseihem. Patach idach, there was another one. And he said, I know a maitse there. It was a story there of a guy who wanted to get rid of his wife. Shilatani nav b'ishta l'gersha. V'aitak tuvatam ruba. And he didn't want to pay this big tuva that she had. So what does he do? He uses the modern thing, you know. He puts ecstasy in the drinks, you know. He invites the neighbors, all of his friends. He drugs them all. So Zimen Shushbana Vechilan Vishkan Shikran. And then when they're good and drunk, he puts his wife down on a bed with this guy, you know, with his shushbin. And then to make it look like they've been having a great time, he stains the bed with egg albumin. So every loaf and beitza, Vitil Benayim. Now he brings in some witnesses, takes a few pictures, put them up on Facebook, Emila made him, comes to Bezdin. And he says, this is ridiculous. You know, I want to get rid of this woman. She's bogedet. Now, there was a zaken echad in Bezin from Talmidei Shammai, a zaken, and that was Baba Ben Buta. He says, before he jumped to conclusions, how about getting a lab report, you know? Kach mikublani mishammai hazaken. It's easy to tell the difference between semen and egg albumin. So, love and beitza soled min haor, and shikvat zera has dochem min haor. So if you warm the sheet, if it's egg albumin, so then you'll see that it basically it forms a crust and it withdraws from the ore. If it's semen, it'll be absorbed because it's heated. But kumatsukit varav, sure enough, they checked that out. It turned out it was not semen. They understood that the whole thing was a fake out. Heviyu lebedin, they beat the guy up and they got that ketuvah. So this everything there was done very, very carefully. Omele Abayel Rav Yosef, I mean, these sound like pretty good people. So Miachad Havit Tzadikim Gulei Hai, why is the news report so terrible? My time Yanush. Omar Le Mishum Delo Yavol Al Yerushalayim, Dechtiv Simchu At Yerushalayim VeGilu BaKolo Avea Sisu Ita Masos Only Hamitablim Aleha. So this is a gilui on the, all of these other towns, say some of them before, so that's why I bring the mice here, that these, all of these places were also destroyed. They weren't, they survived Yerushalayim, but they weren't mizabal in Yerushalayim. Terrible stories about the Tzfat earthquake.
1837.
Yeah. And then the third example of a ridiculous Siba in which Maksheli Bo Yipobera is on a bent fender of a Jaguar, the Beitar, the old city of Beitar was destroyed. So Asaka, the Rizpah, part of Beitar, what was the Maisa? Maisa was like this. They used to have, also a beautiful minhag. So when a boy was born, they would plant an Erez tree. It's a male simon. So you have him down to Yenuka Shatei Arza. And when a girl was born, Shatei Tornita, which was a type of tree, that was a feminine tree. V'chiyavi Menasve, when these two, a boy and a girl, would get engaged, they would cut down their respective trees, and they would make the chuppah out of those trees. It's very beautiful. Anyway, Yuma Charev Kachafa Barte de Kesar. So one day, the Caesar's daughter was driving through on her Jaguar, and she had a little fender bender, and Atvar Sakadari Spik, so her fender got bent. So they went and they grabbed one of the Erez, you know, to cut it and to repair the fender. So Kotsu Arzeva Ayulula. That infuriated the people. They come and they attack the Romans, you know. What a chutzpah, you touch our tree. So Mechanu, Otu Amra Kesar Mardu Bechoy Yehudai. And indeed, Atu Alayu, and that was the end of Beitar. What? Ridiculous thing. Gada Bechori Av Kol Keren Yisrael. What is that referring to? Omer Bezer, Omer Avom, Rabbi Yochanan, this is Keren Yisrael, this is the Shmonim Elef Karnei Milchama Beitar. Had 80,000 or 80 maybe alone. Karnei Milchama, the Karnei Milchama are only those that are leading a particular Gedud. You know, so it means that they had 80 Gedudim that went into Beitar when Beitar was finally captured, and they went on a massacre. The Harguba and Hashim and Hashim Vataf, they murdered men, women, and children, until their blood fell into, you know, the Nachal, it runs on.
And the UN didn't say a word.
Hmm?
And the UN didn't say a word.
Yeah. Shema Toma Kruvai, how you think that Beitar is right up against Nachal Sorek? Rechukai Tamil, it's a full kilometer from Nachal Sorek. And Tanya Rebbe Eliezer, Gadol Omer, actually, there's Shnei Nechalim, Yesh Bibigat Yadayim, Echad Moshe Chelech, Echad Moshe Chelech. It's at a place where you have a split in the Nachal. And Shiru Chachamim, Shnei Chalakim Mayim Ve'echadam. They estimated there was like one-third blood, amazing, in this Nachal. B'matnita Tan, it says in the Bright that for 7 years, the Ovdei Kochavim did not need any fertilizers in their vineyards from all that blood. So they were, but Yisroel below Zevel, they didn't need to invest in fertilizers. They used Jewish blood. I know that my family, whenever they go to Europe, they refuse to eat any European pears because it's all Jewish blood. So, Sachli Zaken Echad Mianshei Yerushalayim, a guy in Yerushalayim, Zaken, who had a Mesera, and he pointed a particular Bika. He said, but because who? Aradu Vuzradan Ravta Bachim Haragu, going back now to the first Korban, Matayim Vachadisrei Ribu, and in Yerushalayim Harag Tishim Varaba Ribu, Alevin Achat, Ad Shalach Daman Venagab Damoshel Zacharia, until the blood ran and mixed with the blood of Zechariah Hanavi, who was murdered because of his neviyas. So the mitzvah was that Nevuzradan was Ashke, when he came into the Beis HaMikdash. So Ashke Chaladami to Zechariah, he finds the blood of Zechariah is bubbling up from the floor. Davikamaratek Vasolik. What is this? My heart? We have so many carbonates over here, it's been absorbed into the ground, you know, and so it runs. Whenever it gets wet, it looks like it's bleeding. What did he do? I see that. I mean, he brings the dam of various animals to see whether it really could be dam or carbonates. This is not the same type of blood at all, it's not the same color. Look, gentlemen, either you're going to tell me the truth of what happened over here, or we have our little ways. You know, we can start by taking some metal rakes and taking your flesh off you. But I'll get the information, you know. Okay. So what can we tell you? We'll tell you the truth, right? So my name, Allah, we don't have much to say. There was a Navi that was telling us all of these things were going to happen. So, you know, like good Jews, we get up and we murder him. So come in and live a Katlina in Lake. You know, somebody speaks in Lakewood, you got to make sure he retracts very quickly. What?
I know. Clarified. Yeah, retract.
Yeah, it's always like that. Retractions are always clarifications.
I read his words too.
Mm-hmm. And he retracted. He pretended that he didn't retract. I only meant the elitists. I didn't, even though I talked about the five on the imamians of Lakewood, I wasn't referring to Trump to Lakewood. Dude, you don't know how to read. Vakamashneen. Toloka Nayakdami. And it's after we murdered him. For all of these years, his blood keeps running. Well, Milo said to Vizradin, says, all right, looks like he needs some pius, you know. So I said, I'll make him feel better, you know, by punishing the people who treated him this way. So he brings Sanhedrin Gedola, murders Sanhedrin Gedola. Brings Sanhedrin Ketana, murders Sanhedrin Ketana. Lonach, blood keeps running. Bachurim, ubitu lot koto lonach. He brings all the kids from the Chadorim, Aitetinoka, Shabbat Rabban, murders them all. Velonach, the blood is still running. And it was Radin himself is starting to feel a little bit sick about this. Well, Marley says, Zechariah, Tovim Shabbat Mibadetim. I mean, I've wiped out the best of the Jews. You want me to destroy every last one? Nechalecha Davino Lekulo? Kiryama Lewachi, a goy says to him that. So no, the blood stopped running. So by Yishai to hear a tshuva b'daitin, the Vizradin thinks to himself, "Good Lord, my mal nefesh achatkach. This what's gonna be my hope? Who gav the koto kalani nishmatz alachas kama v'kam? What's gonna happen to me?" So he escapes from the army. He leaves a will at home. Also shtara shoda shtar patarta. He sends a will back to his house and he disappears and becomes a ger. It says in the Braita that Naaman became a Gertosha because he was Makabal himself not to be a bit of a desert, keep Shavu Mitzvahs. Nevuzradan became a Gertzedek. Bibnei Banav Shal Haman ended up teaching Torah in Bnei Brak. Some of them are still around. Bibnei Banav Shal Sisra and the grandchildren of Sisra, they were school teachers, Limdu Tinokot Birushalayim. Sancheriv's grandchildren were Limda Teir Barabin, that Shmaya Vavtalion. And this Maisa, with getting back to the Maisa of Zechariah, I know Dechtiv Natati at Damal Tzachiach Sela Levilti Kasot, so that the blood I will put on a piece of Sela so that it's never going to be covered. I can't even hear you. Hakol ko Yaakov, Yadayim Idei Esav. So there's a first a call, and then there's another call. So it's Hakol. So Hakol, the first call refers to Adrianus Caesar. So this Adrianus Caesar was Horag Balexandria Shal Mitzrayim. This was the terrible destruction of Alexandria. Could you do this another time, perhaps? Or just leave it there and we'll take care of it. Shoharag Balexandria Shal Mitzrayim Shishim Ribo Al Shishim Ribo Ki Falayim Ki Yotzi Mitzrayim. Kol Yaakov, what's the second Kol Yaakov, refers to Aspasianus Kesar. Shoharag Justin Beitar Arbameot Ribo, or some say Arbat Alafim Ribo. And Yadayim Idei Sav refers to Malchus HaRashah, the Roman Empire, Shechariva et Beitenu, Sarfat Echaleinu, Iglitanu Miartzeinu. There's another drosh on the Pesach, Kol Yaakov, means that any Kol has to have Kol Yaakov. So no matter which nation is praying, Ein Lecha Tviyala, Shemo Elet, She'ein Bamizaro Shel Yaakov. There has to be at least one Jew in that tefillah that it should be helping. Now, Yadayim Yidei Esav, you never find a milchama that's not tzachat, that doesn't have some of the Zaro Shel Esav. V'hainu de'amar Rabbi Elazar, and this, going back to the beginning of the story, that Beshot Lashon, this is what happened over here, is that we were destroyed because of the the Lashon Hara in the end, that that was used as the shot to destroy us, to go into be Achla Kurtze Beimalka. So Bishot Lashon Techavei Velo Tira Mishot Kiavo. So this is Bechir Chure Lashon Techavei. You'll end up being hidden, meaning you'll be destroyed because of all of these. This is what was, you were fighting with each other. And in the end, they used the Lashon.
Would we have to use our
fight
against Midian?
No, it doesn't mean our fight. It means Bilchaman Nitzachat in the world today. Very strange that David HaMelech is writing a Tehillah about Al Naharot Bavel, and we hadn't even built the Beis HaMikdash yet. What are we writing about Al Naharot Bavel? So this teaches us, Melamed Sheher'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid Churban Bayit Rishon VeChurban Bayit Sheni. He had a vision of the destruction of both Bote Mikdash. Churban Bayit Rishon Shenemar Al Naharot Bavel, and Shom Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. And the Churban Bayit Sheni also, he clearly also has, because in the same Tehillah, he doesn't discuss only the destruction of Bavel. He says, Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom Et Yom Yerushalayim Omrim Aru Aru Ada Yesod Ba. What does Bnei Edom have to do with Bnei Edom is wrong? So you see that that single Tehillah includes in it a vision of both Churbanais. Omer Rav Yerom Eshbu V'Yitem Rabami. Some say it's actually a Braita. So B'matnit Atana, there was a Maisa with Arba Meot Yeladim V'Yeladot. The Romans had captured the most beautiful kids, males and females, that were taken to open up whorehouses back in Rome. Shidashbula Kalon. Hirgishu Batzvam Lamahin Mitbakshim. They realized why they were being selected. So on their way, they were talking to each other. Im anu tovim bayam, anu bayim b'chayelam haba. What would be if we jump in and kill ourselves in the yam? Are we going to be able to have Olam Haba, or because we killed ourselves, we're not going to have Olam Haba, or maybe because we didn't have a kvura, we won't have Olam Haba? Dorash Lehem HaGadol Shebehem, Amar Hashem, Mibashan Ashiv. Here we have a very strange pasuk. Mibashan Ashiv, Ashiv Mimitsulot Yam. So what's the meaning, Mibashan Ashiv? Mibain Shine Aryeh Ashiv. Now, this is a reference to the Umas Ha'ilah. Mimitsulot Yam Elo Shetovim Bayam. So even though you would be drowned in the sea, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees to be meshiv yulalom haba. Kiva sheshavu yuladot kach, when the girls heard all of that, they all jump into the yam, kovtsu kulam v'naflu l'toch hayam. So then the boys say, it's not so strange to have a girl working in the sex industry, but we should have to be whores to perverts. So ma'alolo shedarkam l'kach kach, onu shein darkenu l'kach, alachat kama v'kamav. These, they're willing to commit suicide, not to do things that are more natural. Afem kavtsu l'toch hayam, ve'aleim ha'katuv omer, ki alecho horagnu kol hayom, nechshavnu katzon tifcha. So we are killed all day long for you. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is the famous Maisa where she and her family were captured by the Kesar. So they bring the entire family in front of Caesar. So he says to them, okay, plach. All you need to do, become one of us. Bow down to this nice Yoshke Pepek. Amarlo, so the first kid, he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it says, Avku v'katlu, they kill the first child. All right, they bring the second child. But you lead up, l'kaim dekesa. Plach l'avodat kochavim. Somebody, you're crazy. It says, Lo yelech Elohim achirim aponai. Take him out, shoot him. Bring the third kid. I'm like, plach l'avodat kochavim. Amalu, it says, Zoveach l'Elohim yachoram. Okay, take him out, shoot him. At Yulidach, bring the fourth kid. Amalu, plach l'avodat kochavim. Amalu, lo tishtachav el alacher. You crazy? Afku v'katlu. Bring the fifth kid. At Yulidach, amalu, plach l'avodat kochavim. Amalu, it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem l'kein Hashem echad. Well, we're going to now split up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take him out, kill him. Bring the sixth kid. At Yulidach, amalu, plach l'avodat kochavim. Amalo katuv b'Torah v'yadata ayom v'ashivot el levecha ki Adonai hu Elohim b'shamayim imal haaretz mitachas. I know it. We're supposed to bow to Avodah Zarah. You're crazy. Afku v'katluyim. So, atyuva, ida, chari, bring the last kid. Amar le, plaka vadat kochavim. Amar lo, katub ha-Torah, t'ashem amarta yom, v'ashem amircha yom, kva nishbanu la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, she'enu nu ma'avinu lato ve'alacher. We will never switch him for another God. And afu nishbalonu she'enu ma'aviru otanu, u'ma acheret. So Caesar whispers to Musa, this is crazy. I'll throw down my signet ring, you know. You bow down, pick it up and hand it back to me, so that people would say, at least he did what Caesar told him. I mean, this is terribly embarrassing. So ishtilacha gushpanka, v'gochin v'shakwe, ki eichi delemro ki bela le'amana damonka. I want people to say that. This kid didn't make a fool of me. I mean, this is ridiculous. I would kill all 7 kids. I feel like a horrible idiot. So the kid says, you poor little Caesar. Chaval alecha kesa, chaval alecha kesa, such an idiot. Al kvod atzvecha kach, look at this. Just that people shouldn't say that he didn't listen to Caesar. What a fool. Al kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achas kama v'kama. Imagine how much more you should have been b'chabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Av kol amigdala, he said, they take him out to shoot him. Amralo ime, the mother says to the soldiers, at least give him to me, let me give him a last kiss. You know, you dragged all the other kids out. So Yavu and Yali Vanashke, I will give him a kiss for it a little bit. Amrut today letter. Amrula Bani or Banai actually, I'm talking to all of them saying, Lukhu Vimruli Avram Avinu, Avicha. Ata karta mizbeachad. You think you're a big hot stuff because you put one kid on a mizbeach. Ani akarti shiva mizbechot. Afhi al talagag. And she ended up committing suicide. She couldn't live with it. Vinaflava meta. Yatzta bat kov emra im habanim tzmecha. So that's the story of Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is what Kol Hayom referring to. Zumila, Mila has a specific day. Shenitna b'shmini. And people risk their children's lives, and sometimes child can die, hemophiliac, whatever, from Mila. And nonetheless, Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom that Yom HaShmini.
Where do we get the, it's Chana and her 7 sons.
I don't know. Reb Shimon Melakish Amar. I mean, there's other midrashim. It's these type of primal stories. They become very deeply ingrained in other situations. Amar Elu this Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. It's all these guys learning chulin. You know, so what do? If this shail of shechita, so they take their fingers and they go across their neck. You know, this. Shemar Elu shechita be'atzma. The Omar Rova Komila Litzidish Benafshi is not a problem using yourself as a model for anything, you know. But not Shechita and not Saras, you know, because that you can bring on yourself. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omar, Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom is a reference to Talmid Chachamim, Remitel Atzman Divrei Torah. They don't take care of themselves, they don't sleep properly, they don't care about their health, they're so driven to learn. Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. The Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah Mitkamim Ela BeMemit Mishu Memit Atzmo Aleihem. Somebody must be willing to make himself sick over it. Shneimar Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Yamut BaOyal. Somebody dies BaOyal Shel Torah. Daf Nun Zayin. Unklus Bar Kolonikus Bar Achte De Titus Havi Boy Liyigayim. Also, ask the Titus Benegido. Amar Li Man Choshi BaOyal Hamo. Amar Li Yisroel. That's a better idea about Uama. And then you'll be successful. And then call Olay and Mavadar Hashem Yami, just like I said. Was the last kilo bilum ben yigada? I've been doing amar lei bant chashbo amar lei yisrael. Malit buki bu nonsense. Lo tidro shlomam v'tovatam kol yamim. Amar lei dini deu gavu b'mai. Amar lei b'shichvat zera rotachat. Was the last kilo ben yigida la poshe yisrael amar lei bant chashbo amar. Amar lei yisrael. Maulat buki bu amar lei tovatam drosh. Ratam lo tidrosh. Kol nogeya b'em kilo nogeya b'bateino. Amar lei dini deu gavu b'mai. Amalei b'tzohar ul-tachat. D'amar mar kol amaliga divrei chachamim nidon b'tzohar ul-tachat. Tachazi, ma ben polshe Yisrael l'nevim umot olam avdei avadazor. Tanya amar Rabbi Elazar bo ra'ei kame gedola kochash ha-busha Shri Siya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bar Kamsa V'Chariv Et Beitov V'Saraf Et Echalo. Atanagol Atanagol Tocharif Turmak. What was the story? Tavnehige Ki Avimavki Chatana V'Kalata. They would be mafki kamei otanagol otanagot as if to say pruvu katanagolim. So you mechalav kachol of gundad romai, and they saw a good chance for chicken dinner. So shaklinu minayu, naflo alayu mechanu. Ato ono lekeser mordu b'chayudai. Ato aloy. Avi ba'u bar do rumet. Avi kofetz mila v'kotabu. Shakle keser latage v'ot ve'aram riboni de alma kule. Inechal chalotimse lahu gavra ledide ulamalchute biyoda dechad gavra. So actually, Pumi Labardaramoy, Vamar Alo Atalo Himsadachtano, Velo Tetzel, Himbetzifoteno. What do you mean, actually? David Nami Omarok. Yet David was at Muiko Metamea. Anyway, all the Betaki say, Otta Darkona Shamte La Kakashe Venach Navshe. Omar the Caesar said, Well, Visrachishli Niso, Zimnash Vikino, Shafkino Vioso. Meanwhile, he's Daka Vioklo Vishosu Vadliku Shragi, Adis Hazi Balyuni Kushpanka Barichu Gmila. Oh, well, that's ridiculous already. You can understand, you know. This is like the Ramallah celebrations when these guys are successful. This is horrific. You know, but I mean, we don't even have the decency to go back and wipe them out, you know. Mirti b'yodai. I mean, there's the Mirti kachod b'yodai. Other atam. Omer avasi tzlat me'al fishli fisef aile turmalka v'kotu b'tlat yumi v'ktlati le'luta. You want to talk about Mark Shelley, Boye Paul Barra, you idiots? Bila Hashem v'lo chamal et kol na'ot Yaakov. Ki ata ravin om Rabbi Yochan elu shishim ribu ayarot shayelo liyanei ha-melech. Bi ha-melech diom Rabbi Yochan rav v'asi shishim ribu ayarot liyanei ha-melech v'ha-melech. V'kol achat v'achat zoi b'geotzi b'tzorayim chutz b'shalosh. And in those shalosh are ben kifayim geotzi b'tzorayim. And that was Kvarbish, Kvar Shachlayim, and Kvar Tichraya. Kvarbish was known as Badlands. Delo Yavi Beit Elush Piza. Kvar Shachlayim was the place where everybody made their living off of oil. I mean off of Shachlayim. Kvar Tichraya, Om Reb Yochanan, Yunishotem, Yodot, Zecharim, Tichilav, Yilel, Nekeva, Nekeva, Bachrona, that was it. Om Reb Yodidi, Chosili, Ahu, Atra. This is ridiculous. You couldn't get in Shitim Rebo of Kani, Lomarzi. Oh, Malaya Hutzaduki, Reb Chanina, you see, ha, 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 ha. Shakuri Mashakrito. Oh, Malaya, it's because you don't understand. There it's Tzvi Ketivba. Just like Tzvi Zein, or Machazikit Bissaro, Aferts Israel, Bismanchi Yoshvina, Erev Vacha, Bismanchen Yoshvina, Erev Gamda. Reb Minyumi, Bar Chilkia, Reb Chilkia, but you understand that this country is smaller than New Jersey. You're in New Jersey, and it feels like, man, there's nothing here.
There's a bunch of,
just a bunch of swamps. You come there, so there's an entire world here. It's absolutely amazing. So, Minyuma Bar Chilkia, Reb Chilkia, Bar Tuvia, Ravuna, Bar Chiavi Yatvik, Avi Adadi, listening to the news. So, Iik, and Shmiele, Milta, Mikvar Sechania, Shomitzrayim, Lema, Potachad, Minayo, Vomar, Maase, Barus, Varusato, Shed Nishbula, Bein, Ovdeko, Chavim, Visium, Zeleze. Amrala bevakasha mimcha al tigabi sheinik tuva mimcha velo nagaba al yomoto ukishemeit amrala im psiptu leze shipit peit biyitzro yoter mi Yosef dilu vi Yosef lavi ala chodashayta vahayko yomo vi yomo vili Yosef lav bachadamita vahay bachadamita vili Yosef lav ishto vah ishto patachidach veomar maase veomdu arboim budiot bedinar and one day was next ashar mudiachat and how is that possible? So they had to be baidek and mifashrish b'maseim. U'matzu afu v'don shabo amara murasab yom ha-kipurim. Eviyon lebeitin v'saklum. And then the price stabilized again. Now that's real people. V'chazra ashar l'mikomo. Patachidach v'amar maaseh b'ad amechad shenatan enav b'yishto l'garsha. Haitak tuvatam ruba maasa. Halach v'ziki v'zimein et shushbinav. Ech ilan, ishkan, shichron, but good. Ish givan amita achat evilo v'n beitzei til b'neim. Emid le'meidim. Bala Beidin. Ayasham Zaken Echad Mitamide Shammai Azaken Baba Ben Buta Shmarz. Don't jump to conclusions over here. Amalam Kach Mekublani Mishammai Azaken. It's easy to do a lab test. Loven Beitza Soled Minaur Shichvat Zeraz Duchem Minaur. Botku Matsur, sure enough, it was a fake out. And the Yula Beitin, they beat him up a good big book to Vatamimeno. Amalay Abayla Rav Yosef from Yachad Avit Sadikim Kulei Ai. My time at Yanush, Amalay Mishim Deloy Avilu Al Yerushalayim. simchot Yerushalayim v'gilu b'kolo aveha, sisu ita mesos kol ha-mitablim aleha. Asaka the rispa korev beitar da, v'ne yigik, avim bet yalad yinuka, shatli arza, and yavi yalad yinukta, shatli tornita. V'chavim minse v'kaitzle v'yavdi gunna. So yuma chodah v'kachofa barta de keser anit per saka the rispa. Kotsu arza v'ayla otu nofa chutzpa rotten Romans cutting down our trees. Azatsa machanu, otu v'am la keser, mordu b'chal yudai, otu aluye, gadab b'choreaf et kol keren Yisrael. That's a reference to this Maisa. Amar Rabbi Zer, Amar Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Elu Shmonim Elef Karni Mechomer. Shmonim Karni Mechomer. Shnichas to the Kaita. Krach Bitar Bishar Shilach Dua. And our Guba Anashim Nashim Vetaf Achalach Damam Venafal Leyam Agadol Shemetom Akrovaita Rokokaita Mil. Tani Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer Shnei Nechalim Yesh Bebikat Yadayim. Echad Moshe Chelech. ואחד משך הלך, ושירו חכמים שני חלקים, מים ויחד דם. ובתנית הטענה, 7 שנים בצרו עובדי כוכבים את קרמיין, מדמם של ישראל בלו זבל. אומרי בכי אבא רבין, אומר רבי יהושע בן קורחה, סך לי זקן, אחד מאנשי ירושלים, בבקעה זו הרדנו וזרדנו רב טבחים 211 ריבו, ובירושלים רק 94 ריבו על אבן אחת, עד שהלך דמם ונגע בדמו של זכריה, לקיים מה שנאמר, ודמים בדמים נגעו, אשכחי לדמי דזכריה דאבי כמרת תח וסולק, אומר, מי היי? אומר, לי דם זבחים דשתבוך. הייתי דמי ולא ידמו. אמר לו, היא אמרית לי מוטב. היא לאו ויעבר לאיז, you know. מצריק נא לבישראל. הוא במסגד הפרסמה. אוקיי, אוקיי, מה אני אמר לך? נביאה אבי בן אבי כמוך, כלום במילה דשמיה. סו קבינן עליי וקטלין עליי. וכמה שלין דלא כדך דמי. דמי, אמר לי, אנו בפייסין עליי. הייתי סנדרי גדולה, סנדרי קטנה, קוטל אלוהי, לא נח, בחורים, בתולות, קוטל אלוהי, לא נח, הייתי נהוג של בית רבן, קוטל אלוהי, לא נח, אמר לי, זכריה, זכריה, טובים שבמיבדתים, נאיך לך, תאמינו לכולו. כי הוא אמר לי, אוכי נח, באיש הייתה עיר תשובה בדייתי. אמרו, מה, נפש אחת ככה, הוא גב את הקוטל כאן, ישבית האחת כמה וכמה. אורה, כוזר, שודר, שטר פרטוטה בביתי, והיא Tana Naaman became a ger toshav. Nevuzradan was a ger tzedek. Bnei banav shel Haman limdu Torah b'Vnei Brak. Bnei banav shel Sisra limdu tinokot b'Yerushalayim. Bnei banav shel Sanet Cherov limdu Torah b'Rabim. Ani Rishmaya v'Avtalion. Ani dektiv natati et dama al tzechiach sela. Levoti kasot. Hakol kol Yaakov v'yadayim de'esav. The first goal refers to Adrayanus Kesar Shorak Alexander shel Mitzrayim. Shishim ribo kifayim gerot Mitzrayim. The second Kol Yaakov is a reference to Aspasianus Kesa. Shoharak Bikrach Bitar Bamiot Ribu. Vam the Batala Fim Ribu. Vayadaim de Isav refers to the whole idea of the Roman Empire. Zo Malchutar Shaashik Rivat Batenu. Sarfate Halenu. Higlitenu Miartenu. Navarachera Kol Yaakov in the Chatafilash Moelet. Shain Bamizaro Shal Yaakov. Vayadaim de Isav. In the Chamilchamashanot Zachat. Shain Bamizaro Shal Isav. Vainu de Omer Abi Elozer. Beshot Lashon Techave. Bechir Chure. לשון תחווה. אמר רבי יהודה אמר רב, מהי תכתיב על נהרות בבל, שם ישבנו גם בחינו, בזוכרנו את ציון מלמד שיראו הקדוש ברוך הוא לדוד, חורבן בית ראשון, וחורבן בית שני, חורבן בית ראשון שנאמר על נהרות בבל, שם ישבנו גם בחינו, בית שני תכתיב לזכור השם לנידום את יום ירושלים, אומרי אורו אורו עד היסוד בו, אמר רבי יהודה בשבול ויתמר בעמי ועמי לבתי תתנה, מעשה ב400 ילדים וילדות שנשפו לקלון, הרגישו בעצמם למים מתבקשים, אומרים אנו טובים בים, אנו באים לחיים הבא, תורה שלום הקדוש בהם אמר השם מבשן אשיב, אשיב מצרות ים, מבשן אשיב מבין שיני אריה אשיב, אשיב מצרות ים אלה שטובים בים, כיוון ששמו ילדות כך, קפצו כולם ונפלו לתוך הים, נשאו ילדים כבחומר בעצמם ואמרו מה הללו שדרכם לקח כך, אונו שאין דרכנו לקח, הלחץ כמה וכמה, אף הם קפצו לתוך הים, ועליהם הכתוב אומר כי עליך הורגנו כל היום, נחשבנו כצום תבחר. רבי יהודה אומר, זו אישה ושבעה בניה. עתיו לקמי לקמה, לקמי לקיסר. אמר לה, פלח לעבודת ככוכבים. אמר לו, כתוב בתורה, נוכי השם אלוקיך. אבקו וכתבו. עתיו לאידך לקמי לקיסר. אמר לה, פלח לעבודת ככוכבים. אמר לו, כתוב בתורה, לא יהיה לך אלוהים האחרים על פניי. אבקו וכתבו. עתיו לאידך. אמר לה, פלח לעבודת ככוכבים. אמר לה, כתוב בתורה, זבח לאלוהים יחורם. אבקו וכתבו. עתיו לאידך. אמר לה, פלח לעבודת ככוכבים. אמר לה, כתוב בתורה, לא תשתחווה לאל אחר. אבקו וכתבו. עתיו לאידך. אמר לה, פלח לעבודת ככוכבים. עד שזה חלוק שפן כגוח ושקרי, כי איך ראים לו, כל מיני אמר לי למקום, איי, חבל עליך כסר, חבל עליך כסר, אני לא אמברסט, על כבוד עצמך כך, על כבוד הקדוש ברוך הוא, אחת כמה ומה, הפקו לו מקטרי, אמרו לו, אמא, יבוא אני אליב אנש כפורת, אמר לו, בני, לכו ואמרו, אמרו לאברהם אביכם, אתה הקדת מזבח אחד, אני הקדתי שבעה מזבחות, ואפי עלתה לגג ונפלה ומתה. יצת בת כה ואמרה, הם הבנים שמחה. ובישוב בן לוי אומר, זו מילה שניתה בשמיני, that's כל היום. ובשמיני לא כשאמרה לו תמיד החכמים, שהוא אמרה, אני יכול שחיטה בעצמם, די אמרה, וכל מילי לחסינש בנפשי, בר משחיטה ודבר אחר. ומנחם ויצק אמרה לו תמיד החכמים, שממיתין עצמו על דברי תורה, כדי רבשים במלוק, שתרמושים במלוק שאין דברי תורה מתקיימים, אלא במי שממית עצמו עליהם, שנאמר, זאת התורה, אדם כי ימות באוהל.